Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, most people, you'd hope all people, brush their teeth every day, but are you doing it correctly? According to one study, only 10% of people brush their teeth correctly. Dr. Jennifer Collins is Clinical Director with Dental Care Ireland. Afternoon, Jennifer.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Right, before we get to the actual brushing, can we talk about the, you know, equipment first? Say it's a non-electric toothbrush. There are so many different sorts. How do you even go about choosing which one?
That's a good question. So when it comes to electric toothbrushes, there's one to fit every budget. So you can have a more basic model, which would have maybe, you know, an oscillating head, maybe even a timer on it. Or you can get more fancy toothbrushes, which would have features in it that allow you to not only just time the length of time you brush your teeth for, but also can they can stop you from putting too much pressure on your teeth and gums with the toothbrush.
Right. Okay. And so the heads on the electric toothbrushes seem to, some of them are soft, some of them are hard. Again, how do you go about choosing which is the right one?
So generally, a medium bristle toothbrush, you can't go wrong. So your periodontist or your dentist or your hygienist might suggest use a soft bristle toothbrush. So if you're somebody who's susceptible to gum disease, that might have been the recommendation you received from your dentist. But for the rest of us, for the majority of the population, a medium bristle toothbrush is suffice. I would avoid the hard bristles because they can do a lot of damage if they're not used properly.
Right. Okay. And so I assume the same would apply then to a non-electric toothbrush. Just go for a medium bristle.
Exactly. And both work well, by the way. So if you have the resources to invest in an electric toothbrush, I would do so. But if that's not possible, you can still achieve the same results with a manual toothbrush. You might just have to be, you know, take your time brushing and brush kind of, you know, slightly better with the manual toothbrush, where the electric toothbrush will take a lot of the effort out of it for you. So people tend to get a better brush with the electric toothbrush long term, but they can still get the same results with a manual toothbrush.
And as for toothpaste, like even more variety in toothpaste, many of which make wild claims as to what they're going to do for your teeth. Are there basic rules there?
Exactly. So fluoride toothpaste is what you need. So essentially any fluoride toothpaste is going to do the job. There's obviously lots of different brands and lots of different price points. But sometimes you can get a whitening toothpaste, which would have different particles in them like silica, which would essentially remove the surface stains. Some toothpaste would have different ingredients that would help the gums. But again, for the regular patient, the regular person, a good fluoride toothpaste will do the trick.
Yeah. So do whitening toothpaste work?
I like a good whitening toothpaste. So, whitening toothpaste isn't going to do what a dentist bleaching system will do for your teeth. It won't whiten the intrinsic colour of a tooth, but it'll remove surface stains. So essentially, it's like an exfoliator for your teeth. It'll remove tea and coffee stains, those kind of stains. So they're very useful for people who just get some discoloration regularly with different foods and drinks. A whitening toothpaste, you can't go wrong.
Okay, so when you start brushing your teeth, is there a recommended place you should start and where you should finish?
Not really. Most people brush, they start at the back. So most people, I would say, you know, right-handed people generally start on the left side of their mouth, which is often why right-handed people often have more gum recession on the left side because they brush a bit heavier on the left side. So I would suggest when you're brushing your teeth to kind of visualize your mouth in kind of four quadrants. So do kind of 30 seconds per quadrant. Brush in a circular motion. You don't want to put too much pressure on your gums and teeth because you don't want to wear away your gums. Tilt the toothbrush in a 45-degree angle if you can do so. So just you want to kind of get right in between the tooth and the gum just to kind of really clean out that area. We don't want to scrub because you don't want to wear down your gums. And that's often where the expression, you know, long in the tooth comes from, because sometimes as we age, we tend to wear down our gums a little bit more. So we want to kind of ensure that we're cleaning our teeth well, but we're not scrubbing them and doing any damage.
Yeah. And if it's an electric toothbrush, do you still need to do that circular motion, or do you just need to hold it on the tooth?
Well, you're right. So again, it depends on the electric toothbrush. Some of them kind of are oscillating heads, so they rotate. And some of them are ultrasonic, where they kind of vibrate, essentially. So again, if you have an oscillating toothbrush head, you would just place the toothbrush next to each tooth with a little bit of pressure. And then the bristle then will get into the crevices it needs to get into.
And obviously you do the front of the teeth, the inside, the back of the teeth. Should you brush along kind of, if you like, the edge of the teeth where you, I suppose, do your chewing?
Exactly, yeah. So outside, inside and the surfaces. So, and with the front teeth, then obviously people tend to brush their front teeth quite well because they can access that space quite easily and they can see their gums. So again, massage your gums with your toothbrush. As I said, do each quadrant at a time, and then brush the biting surfaces as well.
Should you brush your tongue?
Good question. Yeah. So again, you should brush your tongue. So again, you know, your tongue can kind of have bacteria on it. So often when people get halitosis or bad breath, it's because of different bacteria on their tongue. So you can brush your tongue. It's not, I wouldn't say it's an essential part of your oral hygiene routine. If you can get the brushing of the teeth and gums right, I would focus on that. But if you can do the tongue as well, again, it's not going to do any harm.
And how many times a day should you brush your teeth and for how long?
So twice a day for 2 minutes each time. Again, I mean, it can be hard, especially with kids, to get them to brush twice a day. So if you can only manage one brush a day, let that be the nighttime brush. Let that be the really good brush of your teeth. And if you can do it in the morning as well, do so. But essentially twice a day for 2 minute sessions.
Should you, and then when you're finished, should you rinse and spit or not?
I would recommend to my patients that they spit out the toothpaste, but not rinse out their mouth with water afterwards. And the reason for that being that the toothpaste has lots of really good ingredients in it, which can strengthen your teeth. So especially at night time when you brush your teeth, leave the toothpaste, spit the excess into the sink and leave the remainder in your mouth. So overnight, the different ingredients in your toothpaste will help strengthen your teeth.
Oh, that's interesting, all right. Because I'd say most people probably just rinse and spit because they don't like the taste of it in their mouth.
Yeah, but it's good. I mean, a lot of the toothpaste now are really good flavours. So the mint flavour is great for people who will suffer a bit from bad breath. It really kind of takes the edge off. It takes the edge off the breath. But no, it's a really good habit to get into it, not to rinse out your mouth with water afterwards. Some people like to use mouthwash and things like that. Again, it depends on the patient. And I would say if you are a mouthwash user, I would say not to rely on mouthwash too heavily. Really, the brushing is key. The brushing is the most important part of it all. So if you can brush your teeth really well and floss, you know, you're laughing. And the mouthwash can help in some cases if you're very high risk of decay or have kind of manual dexterity issues. But for the most part, brushing is the main thing you need to be doing well.
So I take it then that you don't brush your teeth and then use mouthwash immediately because you're taking the good out of the brushing.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. So some people like a mouthwash, again, because they can't get around, they might have access issues or they can't get around their mouth themselves with their toothbrush. Or if they have a very, very high rate of decay in the mouth, they might need the extra fluoride. So mouthwash would still have fluoride in it.
Yeah.
So by using the mouthwash in your mouth after brushing, will have a similar effect to the toothpaste in theory. But again, I wouldn't rinse your mouth out with water after using mouthwash.
And should you dry your toothbrush?
Should you dry your toothbrush? No, that's not necessary.
Right, okay. Because if the head of the toothbrush, the brush bit, is still wet and, you know, does that have gunk or something in it?
Well, you'll be rinsing off the toothbrush when you're finished using it, so that will remove the gunk. And then it will dry itself, it will air dry itself during the day and overnight. But ideally, you should be changing your toothbrush head anyway every 3 to 4 months. But it wouldn't be necessary to dry your toothbrush head specifically, no.
Yeah, okay. And in the, when, because you do see that sometimes, people have toothbrushes that are kind of all gone in all directions. Does that mean it brushes less effectively or it could it actually be doing more harm than good?
Well, again, it wouldn't be brushing effectively. It's not necessarily going to do harm, but at the same time, it's probably not doing a lot of good either.
Yeah.
So when you see your bristles playing on your toothbrush, that's really time to replace them. The soft bristle toothbrushes would tend to fray more, you know, more common, more frequently because the bristles are very soft, where the medium brushes generally can get kind of between 3 to 4 months out of a toothbrush head.
Now, in between all that, is it vital that you also floss? Or if you've given it a good brush, you're all right?
Flossing is really beneficial. So flossing once a day is really important for all of us, especially if we have teeth that are quite tightly packed together. And what I would say to people, some people hate flossing their teeth. Even if you could floss your teeth once or twice a week, it's better than never flossing them. Or sometimes people will say to me, they can floss around some teeth and not other teeth. But again, it's often the really tight contacts that need the flossing more so than the wide contacts. So I would say definitely floss your teeth every day. There's lots of different types of flosses on the market. So you can get kind of wax floss, which goes through the teeth quite easily. So if you have very tight contacts, the wax floss might be better than the unwaxed floss. If you are someone who has lots of gaps at the base of the teeth, so again, coming back to the bone receding over time as we age, there's little brushes called interdental brushes that can feed between the teeth, right at the base of the teeth. And they're fantastic for keeping that area clean as well.
In your experience, Jennifer, do most people brush their teeth properly?
I would say most people give it a good shot. But, you know, so I'd say people have great intentions and they really want to brush their teeth well.
Yeah.
And so I would say not everyone brushes the teeth properly, but everybody wants to brush their teeth properly. So if, again, going back to the electric toothbrushes, if you're not sure how to brush your teeth properly, again, get yourself a good electric toothbrush that will do a lot of the work for you. Brush all your different surfaces, kind of 30 seconds per quadrant, and that will give you the 2 minutes of brushing twice a day. You know, most people when they do that, they get a good brush in.
Dr. Jennifer Collins is Clinical Director of Dental Care Ireland. Jennifer, thank you very much.
Thanks, Sean.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.